Good morning, beautiful people. I'm Jamie Filer, personal trainer and self-development coach. Welcome to your Monday morning mindset shift, where I'm going to teach you how to take what you're thinking and make it better. The glass is always half full, my friends. Today's shift is this.
What I'm about to say speaks to those of you who either might struggle with, oh my gosh, okay, whether it's journaling, confidence, purpose. This training is multifaceted, so you will find something to take away from it. But for those of you who are my action takers, this is a module for you. All right. So the golden triangle. We did a sermon. I hate calling it a sermon. We did a Sunday brunch a couple of weeks ago called Philosophy, Approach, and Methodology, and that was where we had the big circle of philosophy, and that's how you govern your life. And then we had approach, which was the attitude by which you approach your life, right? So we core values, but then how you go about executing those core values. And then finally, the action steps you take that reinforce those core values. The golden triangle is very much like that. You have your beliefs at the top. Okay. So again, core values, but also your self-esteem, your self-worth, your narrative. You have standards. You should have standards, right? We've all been in a job or in a relationship where you may have said to yourself, I can do better, or I deserve better. Do you actually know what your standards are, right? Like Megan's win, right? Of 4 out of 7 macros. To some of you, that might be like, that wasn't it. I didn't make my macros this week, Jamie. I was below my standard. But Megan and I know that for her, that's such a freaking massive win. That's our standard. And then of course, strategy. Great. How do we execute? How do we do the stuff? Once we've come up with the standards, once we say, listen, I'm not going to settle for a job that pays me less than this. I'm not going to be in a relationship in which I'm treated like this. I'm not going to accept from myself less than 4 days a week of macros and 3 days a week of training. What's the strategy? How do we implement? So let's start with beliefs. As I mentioned, beliefs are the philosophies that govern what you do. We need to find you a philosophy. Now, again, hopefully you picked one after the philosophy, approach, methodology talk, but if not, that's totally okay. We can still figure that out. How do you pick how you go about living your life? Here are several different ways. And this is where the action steps come in, okay? I want you guys to think about writing these down. It can be one, it can be all. The first one is a self-fulfilling prophecy. So let's say you are in charge, actually what you are, of writing your own Wikipedia page. What would you say about yourself? Now, again, it doesn't just have to be, I was born, you know, August 30th, 87, Toronto, two parents, dad died in a house fire. Let's think bigger, right? This is your Wikipedia page. So I want to hear that you live in whatever, like the Hollywood Hills, and you live in a 6-bedroom, 4.5-bath mansion, but you also have a winter home in Tahoe. I want to hear about who you're married to, who your ideal partner is. I want to hear about what car you drive. I want to hear about why you're so successful that it warranted your own Wikipedia page. I had a friend do this. One of the guys in my business group. And I have to tell you, the amount of law of attraction that came into his life once he, so he wrote his own Wikipedia page, but then he went a step further, and you guys might appreciate this, is he asked me to narrate it in my podcast voice. So my Monday morning mindset shift, he's like, can you read my Wikipedia page so that when I'm going on my walk in the morning, I can hear someone else tell me about my future? Which I thought was super cool. The guy ended up moving from an incredible flat in London to an even more amazing condo in Dubai. This was all in like the last year. So go write your own Wikipedia page. It'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay. Principles. Again, these are your core values. Okay. What principles are we going to use? Transparency, honesty, authenticity, go the extra mile, education first. Wealth first, health first. Okay. What principles are going to guide your life, right? Family, fitness, business, good vibes, something like that. body and personal style. I think this is really important, right? I'm not saying you have to dress like in that tacky Versace, Gucci. We're not talking name brands, but we're talking like, how do you take care of yourself? How do you take care of your body? How do you show up in public? Do you show up looking like you always just rushed out of the house? Or do you look like it was important to you to show up in a particular way? I had this chat with a friend who recently got into, if you guys know the brand All Saints, it's pretty much a men's designer brand, but it is pricey. It's like H&M men's, but add an extra zero. Okay. So she started buying All Saints and I'm like, listen, power to you. I'm so happy that you're doing that. But can I ask why? Like, why don't you just go to H&M men's? And she said, because when I show up wearing something expensive, I show up differently. The amount of confidence I have on my group calls, the amount of confidence I have for my clients changes when I'm wearing a brand name. So I'm not encouraging you guys necessarily go out and spend a ton on clothes, but I'm encouraging you guys to show up in clothes that make you show up. Achievements. Go brag about yourself. Gosh, if only all of you knew the amount of power and letters after your name and fucking awesomeness in this room and degrees on the walls, you guys would blow each other away. But I don't think you each know you're that amazing. So what you could do in terms of achievements, another idea from a friend, it's called an achievement ladder. So for every year of your life, or every 6 months, or every time you got a raise or a new job, this the way that like, if you're a parent, right, you're like doing your kid's age on the wall and making little tick marks, do that with your own freaking life and all of your successes, whether it was graduating early, getting your second degree, having a kid, getting married, buying your first house, buying your second, start to create for yourself an achievement ladder so that you can remind yourself how amazing you are. Branding. This isn't necessarily about business because like my tagline is helping anxious lesbians overcome overwhelm through fitness. Yeah. Okay. That's the tagline, the branding for Jamie Filer Fitness, but that's also who Jamie Filer, the person is, right? Like all I want to do every single day is help people who are anxious overcome it. And my tool, my vehicle for doing that is taking care of your training and nutrition. So what is your branding? What do you stand for, right? If you had a Sam G, what would people say about you? Your goals, of course. You guys should have them. It's pretty much all I need to say. You should have them for this week. You should have them for this month. You can have them for this quarter. Then of course we've got the year. You want to do a 3-year plan. I'm all about it. 5-year plan. Let's fucking go. Okay. What are your goals for yourself? Now put them on a vision board. Our brain thinks in terms of pictures, not words. What are we doing with those goals? Are they just rattling around in our mind? No, make a vision board. Go see your goals for yourself and what that looks like. Your perfect day. This is cute. All right. If you got to live out your right, a lot of people, like maybe you don't like your 9-to-5 and you're like, man, I wish I could be doing anything else. Or like you and your significant other have gotten into a rut where like every day after you both finish a long day of work, you just sit down on the couch. And maybe it's okay, but it's not optimal for you. Go tell yourself what your perfect day is from the perfect time you're going to wake up to what the perfect breakfast is going to be to when you start your perfect job, if you have one, or maybe you're just a philanthropist, and then so on and so forth until you go to bed in your perfect house. Affirmations. You can take really any number of these prior ones and turn them into an affirmation. I mean, you can turn your 1-year goal into an affirmation. I will have the words president after my name by December 1st, 2024, like president of your company, or I will be making 6 figures. I will be making whatever. Like I will meet my soulmate. I will attract into my life. Okay. Affirmations. I typically like to stick with 3, right? Again, because we don't want the brain going in full squirrel mode. But again, if you guys have done all of this other stuff, you really only need 3 of your most important affirmations to affirm what you decided. So action step, I want you guys to write your self-fulfilling prophecy. I want you guys to write your Wikipedia page. Okay. Everything you want to be, do, have, the life you live, who you live it with, where you live, what your house looks like, how many kids or fur babies you have, what you've accomplished in your life, what legacy you've left. Go write it. Next, standards. Now, this is not the most important necessarily, but I would like to give it more weight because we all know that when times get tough, it is the easiest to slip. It's easiest to slip back into that toxic relationship. It is easiest to slip into it's cold outside. I'm not going to get my steps. It is easiest to slip into I had a death in the family. I'm going to eat my feelings, right? We just slip into what's comfortable, even if it's not comfortable. So 7 steps to achieving higher standards. Number one, your self-care, right? It's essentially why you met me, right? Because you are struggling with your self-care, sleep, water, nutrition. Your body doesn't know the difference between a weekend and a weekday. Please treat it the same, right? Let's not binge drink on the weekends. Let's not binge eat on the weekends. Let's not work out at all on the weekends, because it's not about your compliance to me. It's about your self-care promise to you. Having a morning and evening routine, your results will be off on the days that you miss, especially if you're in a really solid habit, right? Like I feel weird on days where I don't get my oatmeal. And it's not because I'm so concerned about my macros or this and that. It's just so a part of my routine that there's a split second where I was like, I miss it. Okay. Inputs, positive. Inputs must be positive. What you read, the books you read, the podcasts you listen to while you're walking, really like what people are saying to you and about you as well, what you're listening to. And then which leads into people. You want to surround yourself with high quality people. You want to surround yourself with people who are positively motivated because you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. So I want you to start hanging out with like people who think about ideas and who talk about ideas, not who talk about other people. People who would rather come to your house and do a dinner party rather than meet you at the bar. That's who I want you guys spending your time with, because the truth is I would like to think that what we are all doing here is making yourself elevated so that other people, you will be that person to other people, right? Do you guys ever think about that? Sure, you have a 5 that you surround yourself with, but you're in somebody else's 5. Are you bringing them up or bringing them down? Training, well-rounded, resistance training, flexibility training. For those of you who, everyone in this room has stretches. Most people in this room have yoga. Are you doing everything, right? Because again, the more flexible you are, the more mobile you are, the better the range of motion when we work out. Environment, your environment at work. Is it toxic? Is it stressful? Your sleep environment. Do we have blackout curtains? Are we going to bed at an appropriate time? Are we waking up 7 to 8 hours later? And then finally, home, 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 home. What does your home life look like? Is that toxic? Is it messy? Is your home, like, is there just shit everywhere? Is your home life dirt? Is your house actually dirty versus messy? Is it messy versus dirty? Is it feng shui? Do you like your home office? Do you like how your bedroom is set up? And then the last one is trinkets. Things that embody the new version of you. Cars, watches, laptop, a nice pen. Okay. Anything that reinforces the person you want to be. There is nothing wrong with rewarding yourself. There is nothing wrong with getting yourself a little vacation. There is nothing wrong with whatever it is that speaks to you in terms of treating yourself every once in a while, as long as it doesn't break the bank, stretch the budget, put you in debt, whatever, go buy yourself something nice because you deserve it. So the action step for this one is immediately, please start taking actions on the lowest 3 standards. So if, for example, you've been an absolute boss at like your macros and your self-care, but your friends are kind of shitty and you don't have an evening routine, that's where you would start. Or if you do have an evening routine and your friends are great, but you listen to like only true crime podcasts all the time or only purely entertainment fiction, let's try elevating that even just one day a week. I would love for you guys to do a self-development, self-help podcast. Speaking of strategy, it's time to implement the stuff. This is the cement, okay? Once you get your values down, This is where you decide where to put your focus and your attitude. If you don't have the right strategy, then it doesn't matter what action steps you take, right? Like, let's say I give you guys a set of macros, but you don't know how to follow it. There's no strategy, right? So it's all very well and good for you to have the goal, but how do we hit the macros? What foods do I need in what quantities, right? So think about how you're going to go about implementing the concepts. And there's really only four that I think, and of course you guys can add more. Is number one, come up with a plan. Again, let's talk in terms of macros. You have your numbers. What's the plan? Well, the plan is I like this for breakfast, this for lunch, and dinner I have with my significant other or my best friend, or I don't even want to think about it. So I usually just leave it up to whatever, right? Let go and let God. So the plan is going to be put in my breakfast in advance, put in snacks and lunch in advance, and then plan dinner according to what I have left. Next step, invest in a planner. Again, I've probably said it to each one of you guys, right? If you're like, I'm stressed, I'm overwhelmed, my time management is shit. I've probably said, plan out your day. Every half hour from the time you wake up till the time you go to bed, I want to know what you're doing. Jocko Willink said it best. He said, discipline is the ultimate freedom, right? My days, guys, are air freaking tight. Like one of my best friends who lives in British Columbia, Canada, called me at 8:45. But it wasn't part of the plan because at 8:45, I was prepping for this for you guys. And I answered an email. I will call my friend back, but I schedule that. And then I have room for this and I have space for you guys every Sunday morning. And I will also make time for one of my best friends. Invest in a planner, know exactly where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing as much as you can. Fill out the key action steps. So that would essentially just be doing the beliefs homework that I assigned. I feel like a teacher. And then the standards homework that I assigned. And then also key action steps on your Excel charts. I know so much of you are like, Jamie, I don't like coming up with goals. That's fair. But I implore you to lean in as to why. Is it me that you don't want to disappoint if you don't hit them? And now we have to explore that people pleaser mentality. Like, why is it such a concern for you to, why do you feel like you're going to let me down? Have I ever made any of you feel like I've been let down or disappointed by you? Probably not. That's coming from you, not from me. So lean into that. If you don't want to disappoint yourself, okay, let's lean into why you already think you might disappoint yourself. Are you scared of succeeding? Are you scared of failing? Right? Are you just don't want to? Jamie, I'm happy giving you my weight, my measurements, and my compliance. We don't have to talk about my goals. Again, totally cool, but I invite you to lean into why each one of those is the case. And that's your Monday morning mindset shift. I appreciate you listening. If you loved what you heard, subscribe, like, share, and tag me in stories about this podcast. I'll share back. Until next time, the glass is always half full, my friends.